Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, 1150 AM, Seattle, Washington, WBLQ, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome to my show. I'm just so excited about this show. Today we're going to be talking about Initiative 522, which I think is very important, not only for us on the West Coast, because it is what we're going to be voting on in November here to get the GMOs labeled, but it's also important to hear about it on the East Coast and the rest of the United States, because right now there's only three states in the United States that require GMO labeling. So we want to talk about that and why it's very important for us to do that. First of all, what GMOs it stands for genetically modified organisms. And so what they do is they take genes from one species and blend them in with genes from another species. And they have even been experimenting with taking human genes and putting them into plants and animals and vice versa. And so what you get is an end product or an end organism that is very much altered from its original state. And what they're doing with the GMO crops is they're engineering them with bacteria or viral genes to hold up to huge applications of herbicides and also to make their own pesticides. And they also hold up to a lot of pesticides. So that's the point. And so what Initiative 522 does is it ensures our rights to know what is in our foods. So we shouldn't have to rely on what the government or pesticides corporations think that we should eat and what's good for us. We should be able to make that decision for ourselves. And this is something that I really feel strongly about, because back in the late 90s, they started introducing GMO foods into our food supply and we did not know it. And it was roughly around that time that you started hearing about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, and all these syndromes and different digestive and allergy disorders that seemed to kind of taken off and gone rampant, and people really weren't sure what was going on. And then it kind of came to light later on that this was about the time they'd entered GMO foods into our food supply, and we did not know it. And there are studies out there that do show, independent studies, that GMO foods do create allergies. They do create irritable bowel syndrome and other gastrointestinal disorders. And they can contribute to chronic fatigue syndrome, because if your body's not getting the nutrients that it needs, then obviously it's not going to have the support and the energy that it needs to get through. And I was one of these people who fell into the category of getting IBS. And I had no idea what was going on. My doctor had no idea what was going on. And it wasn't until much later that I found out that the GMO foods had been entered at the same time I developed this. And when I cleaned up my diet and went totally organic, it straightened out my IBS, and I haven't had any issues since. So I really think that this is an initiative that we need to get behind and make sure that we make it mandatory that we know what is in the foods that we are buying and eating. Now, there are different myths about the GMO'd foods that I want to address today. And one of them, and the biggest one, is that they say GMO'd foods are more nutritious than conventionally than organic foods or foods that aren't GMO'd. And this actually is not true. They are less nutritious, and they also come with a cocktail of sides, I like to call it. Cocktail of sides, but it's not the good kind. It's pesticides and herbicides, because that's the reason why they develop these, is so that they can spray them with these chemicals. And so it keeps those companies in business. And also, GMO'd salmon, let's talk about that. This freaky salmon, okay, Frankenstein salmon. They are saying that that's going to be more nutritious, but it's really not. It has eel-like genes in them. And the reason why they're doing it is because they want the salmon to grow a lot faster than conventional salmon or wild salmon, so they can take it to market a lot faster. So it actually does grow twice as fast as non-GMO'd salmon. But it has less omega-3s in it. And the whole reason why, one of the whole reasons why you're eating your wild Alaskan salmon or your wild salmon is to get the omega-3s, which reduce inflammation, and they're good for the brain and the skin, and also to get your vitamin D and your astaxanthin. But the farm salmon, the engineered salmon, has less omega-3s in it, so it's not as nutritious. Then they also discovered that they say that they're going to keep these fish sequestered, and so they're not going to get into the wild fish supply. However, they did a test where they put the salmon, the GMO'd salmon, in with the wild salmon, and they found that the GMO'd salmon behaved itself until there was a shortage of food. And the minute there was a shortage of food, it got extremely aggressive and started attacking all the other salmon. So if they were to get into the wild, then we're not really sure what, you know, what will happen there. So it's just not a good thing. And it needs to be labeled so that we know that we are getting, when we go to this supermarket and we're buying our salmon, we know that we are getting salmon that's been GMO'd versus wild salmon. And there are 64 countries that are requiring labeling right now. And China has approved only GMO'd cottonseed to be labeled. I mean, not to be grown there. And I think the reason why is because cotton really is not something that you eat. And if you listen to my oil primer, the show I did on oils, you find out that cottonseed oil really is not for human consumption. It's not good for you. It's not an oil that we should be consuming. So, and they really don't consume cottonseed oil over in China. So I think that's the reason why they are letting the cottonseed be GMO'd there. But they do not allow GMO'd soy, rice, corn, or other GMO'd crops. And organic foods have no GMOs, but conventional foods do. And so a lot of people are like, well, why, if we have the organic label, do we need to have this initiative passed? Because if we don't want to have GMO'd foods, then we'll just go eat the organic foods. Well, the reason why you need that is because you can't always buy organic foods. And they're not always readily available to everybody. Some people can't afford them. And so we need to have that label on all of our conventional foods as well, so that we know when we're having to buy conventional foods what we're getting, if it's been GMO'd or not. And so this actually can be a social issue then, is to open it up so that everybody has the right, not just the people who are eating organic foods, but everybody has the right to know what foods are GMO'd and what they're getting in their foods. There's another myth, and myth number two is that if we force this labeling, that it's going to increase food costs. And this really simply is not true. Because the foods actually are already labeled. And back when in 1997, when the food labeling requirement went through, they were complaining that it was going to double the price of foods and the foods were going to go up and all. And that did not happen. So the companies, the organizations already go tinkering with their labeling all the time. So if they already have the labels, it's not going to cause the food prices to go up if they have to put that the food has been GMO'd or not on there. It's just a modification of their labels that they already change all the time, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't cause the food costs to go up. Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to explore some more myths and truths about I-22. And why we should vote for it. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW Seattle, WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, to name just a few of the places that we are distributed. Taylor, I like that song that you played.
Yep, a little fried chicken and a little apples and bananas. So.
Yeah.
pretty current to what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. I do like the apple part, though.
Yeah, yeah. Love apples.
Yeah. Did you know you can eat 3 apples a day? It's very good for you.
I did not.
Yeah.
So 3 apples a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, 3 apples a day will definitely keep the doctor away.
Excellent.
And you'll get a lot of fiber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's probably why 3 apples a day would be very good.
Yeah.
Keeps things moving right along.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, we're talking about GMOs. But before that, I want to explain a little bit about what this Bond Method program is. And it is a customized program. No, it's not a one-size-fits-all because you are more than just your body type. You are more than just your blood type. You are more than the sign that you were born under. Everybody is different. No two people are alike. And so if you want a program that's going to work for you, it needs to be customized. And with this customized program, you will have optimal health and wholeness. And it helps your body. If you're suffering from a healthcare challenge, your body is off of the blueprint that it was born with for optimal health. And so what this system does is it helps you balance your body so that it can return back to the blueprint of what you were born with. And so, no, doctors don't heal you. I can't heal you. Healers don't heal you. What we do is we create an environment that your body can heal itself because your body is actually who heals you and what heals you. So you need to have that environment that it can do that. And the Bond Method also helps you experience the law of attraction like never before and manifest abundance because you're learning how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit together through this customized system. And you discover who you really are, what your life purpose is, and how to prevent and overcome healthcare challenges. So you'll be able to experience life in a whole new way with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And who doesn't want that? I mean, we all want to be happy, right? So if you want more information on that, you can call me at 425-412-0202, or you can go to my website or email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. That's my website, themichellebondshow.com. Anyway, okay, we're talking about GMO foods and talking about some of the myths behind GMOs and the fact that they're trying to say that they're actually good for us. There's myth number 3, because we were doing the first two before the break. We're on myth number 3 now, and that is that GMO crops give higher yields. But actually, this is not true. There was a study done in 2009 by the Union of Concerned Scientists, and they showed that they did not actually produce higher yields. So there you go. Myth number 4. GMO foods are safe, and all health organizations say so. Well, this simply is not true either. First of all, the FDA has never said that they are safe. But back in the day, when the GMOs were first coming out and being discovered, they had some studies done, and they showed that the GMO foods, actually, they had issues with them, that they really weren't that good, and they could cause health issues, health problems. And so what happened was these scientists who did these studies, because they weren't going with the mainstream of saying that the GMOs were actually okay and that they were safe and healthy, they got discredited and their studies got poo-pooed. So it wasn't really until recently that more independent studies are coming out, that the word's getting out, the truth about the GMOs is actually coming out. And so the FDA, although they never came out and said that they are safe, they also never said they weren't safe. And so a lot of that needs to be looked at of who's on the FDA and where their alliances lie. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So the American Academy of Environmental Medicine says that there is causation that GEO foods or GMO foods can affect the health adversarially. So the American Academy of Environmental Medicine says that there's cause that these foods are not good for you. Then the National Academy of Science report says that they have the potential to have adverse effects on health. So this is the National Academy of Sciences. They also say it's not good for you. Then the AMA, American Medical Association, and the United Nations World Health Organization Food Safety Standards Group called for mandatory pre-market testing of GEO foods. So both the AMA and the United Nations World Health Organization Food Safety Standards Group have an inkling that the foods are actually not good for you. So who actually wants these, who's against these labelings, actually? Who does not want the GMO labeling to go through? Well, I'll tell you who that is. First of all, you've got Monsanto. Then there's DuPont. Then there's the Grocery Manufacturers of America. Then there's Bayer Crop Science, Dow Chemical, and BASF. And they have put out a lot of money to try to fight getting the foods labeled. So what foods will be labeled under this? Well, first of all, it'll be seeds, including homegrown seeds, sweet corn, yellow crooked neck squash, zucchini, papaya, and apples. Now, they are experimenting with GMO foods, GMO'd apples here in Washington. And I sure hope that the labeling goes through because, like we were talking about when we came back from the break, you can eat three apples a day. Apples are very, very good for you. They have a lot of fiber, and a lot of nutrients in there, and they keep the doctor away. So let's not tinker with the apples, okay? And then another thing I'm glad to see is papaya, because papaya actually is very good for you. It has a lot of the digestive enzymes, and if you eat papaya before you eat a meal, it helps with the digestion of that meal. But I'm afraid to buy it because it's not organic, because I'm not really sure what I'm getting. So, yeah, so this is going to be great that they have to label that, because it's very important. Some other foods that are going to be labeled, need to be labeled, are meat and dairy products from animals that have been genetically engineered, that are GMO'd. And, you know, this is a crazy thing. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that they were taking cow genes and mixing them with pig genes. Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. Yes, Taylor.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Because they wanted the pigs to have spots like cows. I mean, seriously.
Silly.
What's up with that? Yeah. And the pork's already been messed with anyway. You know, they took all the fat and the flavor out of it.
Yeah.
So now it's just, you know, the other white meat. Yeah, seriously. Who wants to eat it? It's like shoe leather.
Yeah. Yeah, gross. That all sounds gross to me.
Yeah. And then they realized it took all the flavor out of it. So then they started brining it and putting sodium nitrates and nitrites in there, which is, you know, those are carcinogen agents. So
yeah.
It's like, hello.
Just what we need.
Yeah. So you got to get organic pork, you know, and then you're getting the old unmodified, the original pork,
definitely,
the way it used to be.
Yeah. The real other white meat.
Yes, exactly. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Another food that will have to be labeled is the GE salmon, the GMO'd salmon. Thank heavens. That frankenfish, you need to know what you're getting. And also, this is the type of salmon that they put in pet foods. So that's a whole nother show. Anyway, yeah, yesterday I went to this trade show for pet food and pet products. It was very interesting, and going to have my friend on a show in November talking about his food line for pets. I like it. Anyway, another food that will be labeled are processed foods. And we really need that, because there's so much processed food out there. It's just crazy. And you know, people who are on a budget tend to eat a lot of the processed foods. And although I don't understand, because actually you can eat organic food. If you know what you're doing, you can eat organic food very cheaply and reasonably. But there's just so much processed food out there. It's really sometimes hard to get. Like if you're trying to eat out, it's really hard to find an organic restaurant. Certainly, the fast food restaurants have absolutely no organic food whatsoever. It's not even fresh, really. So it's good to know that they'll be having to label that, except the exemptions are going to be restaurants. But if they start labeling the processed foods, maybe people will start to realize that what they're getting in the restaurants and all is processed and it's been GMO'd and it's not organic. But not all the ingredients will have to be labeled in the processed food. But The food sweetened with GMO beet sugar or corn syrup will have to be labeled. So, you know, when you're getting that high fructose corn syrup, number one, it's not good for you. And number two, it's been GMO'd. So there you go. It's not good for you. But this is what I did. Okay, so back in the day, I used to own an animal hospital, and I was working 12 to 14 hours a day. I mean, it was just absolutely crazy. You know, 6 days a week. It was just insane. So I didn't have a whole lot of time for anything. So what I decided to do is instead of drinking like tea or a soft drink or something like that, I decided I'd get healthy, and I would go and I purchased those juice boxes. You know, they feed the kids a little, that you put the straw in that little packet of juice and you stick the straw in there and you drink it. Okay. So I thought, you know what, I'll get some of that and then I'll be drinking something and eating something healthy. Well, I did that, and I was only having one a day, and I started noticing I was developing a few LBs around the midline there, and I had no idea what was going on. And then I thought, well, that's the only thing I've been doing that's different. So I stopped it, but I looked at the label finally, and it was full of high fructose corn syrup. And just that one little, I think it wasn't even, it might have been 8 ounces, was enough to put weight on me. I mean, it's just crazy. So, yes, all that stuff needs to be labeled, and all needs to be cut out. All righty. We have got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to round up. Oh, no, that is a pun because Monsanto and Roundup. We're going to finish talking about GMOs. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW Seattle, WBLQ, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, we're talking about GMO'd foods, and we have a question from one of you, from one of the listeners, and I'm going to address that after we do What the Bleep.
And now, The Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Say
okay. What the bleep? I'm going to talk about parsley. Now, parsley is not a strange thing, okay, because it's pretty darn common. It's used as a garnish on a lot of dishes, and everybody knows that it's a breath freshener, you know, so you can eat that garnish that's on your dish after you've eaten your meal, and it will freshen your breath. But I bet you didn't realize that it has a lot of medicinal properties as well, so it's very good for you. First of all, it is a digestive aid. And it will purify your blood and stimulate the bowels. So it keeps things moving. It detoxifies the blood and it helps with your digestion. It is high in vitamin C. It actually has more vitamin C than oranges. And it is high in iron. It has more iron than spinach. It also has vitamin A, copper, manganese. I can't say. Manganese. Yes. And it's an anti-carcinogen. So it's very good for you. So the next time you see that parsley on your plate as a garnish, go ahead and eat it. And I have a recipe for you all. Very simple recipe for, it's called parsley relish. And it is an excellent low-calorie condiment that you can use with eggs. You can use it with your fish and your chicken. It's yummy. And what you do is you take a half a cup of parsley, 1 tablespoon of minced onion, whatever kind you like, doesn't really matter, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of capers, plus 2 teaspoons of the brine from the capers, and you just mix it all together and add salt and pepper to taste. Now, make sure all these ingredients are, of course, organic, and you use that. Now, this is what I like to do with it. Now, I like to take it and put it on my eggs in the morning. So what I do is I toast my bread, and then I put an egg in a frying pan, actually. I'm not really frying the egg, but what you do is you put some olive oil in that pan with a little bit of butter, and you heat it on medium, not high heat, medium high, until it just gets, you know, it starts to wave a little bit. It means it's hot, not smoking. If it's smoking, you got to throw it out because now it's gone rancid and it's a carcinogen. Crack your egg in there. The minute you put your egg in there, turn the heat down to low, put a lid on it. Let it cook for just a little bit. Throw some cheese on top of the egg, put the lid back on it, and let it cook till it's to your preference, if you like it over easy or soft or whatever, or hard. Then when that's done, you take the egg out of the pan, you put it on the toast, and pour the oil that's in the pan on there, and that will, so you use that instead of buttering your toast. Then you take this parsley relish and you put it on top of your egg and eat it, and it is delicious, and you're getting all the nutrients from the parsley. So this recipe is actually on my website, themichellebondshow.com, and go to The Bond Method, and you'll find it under the tab The Bond Method there. So enjoy your parsley, everybody. Okay. So we had a caller who called in and wanted to know, because we're talking about Initiative 522 and GMO'd foods. And I talked about the processed foods, what foods will be labeled. And he had a question about the ingredients that were not going to be required to be labeled, that were exempt from being labeled in the processed foods. And that's pretty much all of them, except for the GMO'd beet sugar and GMO'd corn syrup. So, since that's the only thing they're really requiring that's being labeled in the processed foods, when you're getting processed foods, you can pretty much be guaranteed you're getting GMO'd foods. So you really need to stay away from them. So I hope that answered your question. Now then, let's talk a little bit about the states in the United States that actually have the labeling requirement. Well, that would be Connecticut. And Maine just passed the bill. It hasn't been signed yet, but they're hoping that's going to be signed here soon. And Alaska. Alaska requires it on all fish and fish products. And this is very important for the state of Washington to get this bill signed, because we export to South Korea, Japan, India, Australia, and China. And all of those countries do require GMO labeling. So the thing of it is, if there's 67, like I said in the beginning of the show, there's 64 countries that require labeling. Why can't we get this done in the United States? The Initiative 522 protects our rights. It protects our rights to know what's in the food that we are eating and buying, what we are consuming. We can't just, it enables us to take our power back, because we've given our power away to the government and the corporations to make the decisions. They're making our decisions on what's good for us to eat, and not us. And like I said, you know, back in the 90s, they put the GMO foods into our food supply, and we did not even know it. And our health is suffering as a consequence. So we need to regain our power. We need to know, to regain our right, to keep our right, to know what's in the food that we're eating. So let's just recap very quickly. There were four myths. One was that the foods are less nutritious, that actually the GMO foods were more nutritious when actually they are less nutritious. And not only are they less nutritious, but now you're getting a cocktail of sides with the herbicides and the pesticides and the fungicides and all the other stuff that they spray on there. Now, this stuff also does get into our soil, and it gets into our water supply. And that's kind of another story, but it does. And so you're seeing these pesticides and herbicide residuals in water and in produce that is not GMO'd, and all because it's in the soil. And a lot of farmers actually have had to abandon their farms after they've been using the GMO or growing the GMO seeds for a long time because of the weeds, the super duper Superman weeds that are growing out there. And so they take over. And it takes a long time for the pesticides and the chemicals, the herbicides and all, to get out of the soil once it's been put in there. It takes about 7 years for that soil to clean up. So it's really not good. And it, in the long run, instead of saving money, I think it would cost more money. Myth number two, that the labeling is going to increase food cost. It's not going to increase food cost. Myth number three, that GMO crops give higher yields. Actually, they do not. And also, because you're spraying all the soil there with all these chemicals, it destroys the soil. So that's not good. And I got a lot of stories about that, but I'm not going to go into them right this second. Number four, that GMO'd foods are safe and all health organizations say so. No, this is not true. Now I want to talk a little bit about this. I was mentioning blueprint, how your body has a blueprint for natural health and whole health. Actually, everything, every organism, everything that's living on this earth has a blueprint for the way it was brought into this earth. And one of the reasons why these chemicals and why these companies want to have the farmers buy new seeds every single year is because after a period of 5 years, the GMO seeds will return back to their natural state. So that is the reason why they insist on all the farmers buying new GMO seeds every single year. I don't think a lot of people realize that, but that's nature's way, I guess, of protecting itself. Thank God. talking about GMO'd cottonseed. So this is what's happening in India. Okay, so the farmers in India are not very wealthy, and they got some of these GMO'd cotton seeds, and they were spraying them with the herbicides, the pesticides, and all that you spray these GMO'd seeds with. And before they got a hold of these seeds, they would let, after they grew the cotton, and then they go in there and they pick the cotton, then they'd let their farm animals go in there and eat the cotton. And that's how they would clear the land, and it also would provide food for their animals. Well, when they started growing these GMO seeds and they started spraying them, first of all, the Indians who would go in there and pick the cotton seeds started developing these horrible skin rashes, and a lot of them got sick, and I think a few of them died. And then when they would let their animals go in there to eat the GMO'd cotton seed after they'd picked all the cotton off of it, or the GMO'd plants, their animals started getting sick, and they started dying. Now, these farmers don't have a whole lot of resources, and in fact, their livestock and their farms are pretty much their only form of salvation, their only form of income. And so when their livestock dies like that, then the farmer is financially ruined. And this is the reason why a lot of them were committing suicide. So it's just not a really good idea, and I just really encourage everybody to go out there and vote in November for Initiative 522. We need to know what's going on, and I don't know. Just got to quit letting the corporations take hold of our lives and all. Okay, so that's all I got to say on this subject. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. When we come back, we're going to do Philosophy Tip of the Day, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, WBLQ, and TransformationTalkRadio.com and CBS. And that's just a few of the places that were distributed. I love that Al Yankovic song, Taylor, that he did.
What was Weird Al. We all love Weird Al.
Yeah, we do. Eat your spam. Eat your yogurt. Eat your spam. Doesn't matter if it's fried or if it's what?
Canned.
Canned.
Which isn't always necessarily true.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
In this song, it's true.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I love the way they paired it with yogurt, because if you're eating spam like that, you better have your yogurt so you can digest that stuff, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. It is time for the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, we have been talking a lot about your I Am presence and doing the I Am discourses and where your abundance comes from and where your higher power comes from and how you need to connect with, reconnect with that in order to manifest abundance and to get your life in order. And a lot of people, you know, whenever we talk about the word God or the word higher power or the Brahman or Vishnu or Allah or Muhammad or all of these, people really kind of get kind of nervous around, well, what do you call my, you know, what do I call my higher power? You know, people don't like to use the word God all the time, or they don't like to, you know, and there's just all this uncomfortableness around that. So I did some research and I found out through the I Am discourses, which I'm a big fan of, that they talk about the terminology. What do we call our higher power, our Godhead, our presence? And so I want to read to you here what they have to say about it. And this is from the I Am Discourses, and this is on page 168. And this is the divine director, great divine director, dictating. He says, "Now I ask you, dear ones, please use the terminology which we have given you, the words I am, as written in English today, have come down from the beginning of mankind's appearance upon the earth. In the Royal Teton, on your map known as the Grand Teton, there are the records of these civilizations, every one which has ever been on earth, and in every language which was used during these many civilizations, the words I am, as written in English today, are there, showing that those two words are the power of God." So I find that very interesting. So there's records of these all these civilizations that have ever been in the Grand Tetons. And people talk about Atlantis. And yes, Atlantis was real. It's in the ocean. And I doubt we'll find it because they made sure when it fell that it was sealed up pretty darn well. And it'll probably resurface when we go into our golden age. But these records are kept in the Grand Teton that show that the words I am are the words that we use when we talk about the power of God. And by using those two words, not only is the words we use to talk about the power of God, but it releases the power of God through you. So when you have this power behind anything that you're doing, how can you fail? Can't. He goes on to say, "When mankind learns to use those words as we do in any crisis, if the individual did not think of anything else for just the moment and would say, I am, I am, I am, it would release the powers of the presence into action and oftentimes perform a so-called miracle for him or her then and there. That is the power of these two words. And there are no two words in the vocabulary of human experience which release the power of those two words. Release the words God, divine mind, divinity, and all other terminology used to express the Godhead do not contain the power that the words I am do." So these words, Grand Divine Director says, God, divine mind, divinity, and all other terminology used to describe the Godhead or our higher power do not contain the power that the simple words, just those two words, I am do. And he goes on to say, that is the reason why Saint Germain has brought this use of the I am forth to mankind at this time, because it is the power which sets them free. Why? Because it is their own life. So it's your own life. Your mighty I am presence, your individualized presence of God, which beats your heart, is your life. And your life contains everything which is for your perfection. Beloved ones, in the stream of light and energy from your presence is everything required for the perfection of you and your world, and it is without limit. Only as you have felt limitation from the appearance world have you limited yourselves. It is not the presence who has limited you. Today, you are in a position in this understanding of your presence to set yourselves free in a comparatively short time. He goes on to say, again, there are no words in the vocabulary of any language that touch 1,000th part of the power of those two words, I am. That is why we ask all, please, in all reference to your Godhead or to divinity, use the words I am or mighty I am presence. Do not go on using your old terminology or the things which you have known. They do not carry the same power as the words I am, your mighty I am presence. Think of what it means in the vibratory action to say, my mighty I am presence. Its power is released into and through your body every time you say that. And if you say it with great firmness and determination, then that intensification of your presence and its energy, which beats your heart, is released into and through your body into action. So think about that. Think about your I am presence, your mighty I am presence, which is you. And we've been talking about your I am presence is above you and within your heart. It beats your heart. It is what gives you your life. So when you pass, your body is still there, your heart's still there, your brain's still there, all your organs are still there. But the energy is gone. The energy's gone from that. And that's your mighty I am presence has left. So your mighty I am presence is your power horse. It is who you can thank for your life that you have right now, because it's responsible for that. So there's an affirmation that I like to use to remind me and of what's going on. So I just kind of say to myself a lot, my mighty I am presence is the only presence acting here. My mighty I am presence is the only presence acting here. And that kind of brings it in. So you might want to try saying that. My mighty I am presence is the only presence acting here. And that would kind of reinforce that with you, and eventually you'll really start to feel the power coming through. So that is just one of the tips of manifestation and one of the other ones. Ooh, what happened there? The lights went out.
A little flicker. Yeah, I think we've been having some thunder and lightning nearby, according to the weather report. So a quick little weather update mid-show.
But, exactly.
Raining and thunder, so be careful. Drive safely on the roads, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy because when you came in, there was not a cloud in the sky. When I came in, it was just a little overcast. It wasn't that bad. But now it's like
storming.
Storming.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
So it's moving in quick. So, yeah, drive safely.
So, there you go. It's Pacific Northwest, right? And the weather just changes on a dime. Okay. So, I am the founder of the Bond Method. And again, it's a 7-step method that will help you have optimal health and wholeness, manifest abundance, experience the law of attraction like never before, and help your body get back to its natural blueprint. So just like your body gets back to its natural blueprint if given the right environment to do so, GMO'd seeds after 5 years, remember that, will go back to their natural blueprint. Thank God for Mother Nature. So if all else fails, just know that Mother Nature has a built-in way of taking care of itself. And please get out there and vote for Initiative 522. Well, we've got to wrap the show. If you want the recipe that I talked about on air and any information about my show or how I can help you with your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit, You can contact me at themichellebondshow.com or call me 425-412-0202. Now, I'm doing another show today at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about coming back after a huge financial loss or devastation, gaining abundance again, why it's better the second time around. So there's hope for everybody. Okay, thanks for living and listening. Thanks for living, too. Many blessings to you all. I'll see you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.